Brandon, in the on lineup sheet they gave us upstairs, Gibson was listed in the bullpen. Is he going to be? Is that realistic? And would that take him out of starting a game four?
If I pitch him tonight, then he will obviously not going to be able to start game four. But we got to try to win tonight, so he's going to be available out of the bullpen for us in certain situations.
Hey, Brandon, what went into the decision to have Gunnar lead off tonight? He's been leading off for you guys a lot this season, but here in Game 3.
Because he's been leading off against right-handed pitchers the majority of the season, or at least the second half of the season.
Hey, Brandon, I guess we'll see how many Oriole fans make it to this ballpark today. Have you noticed over the season the number of Oriole fans who have traveled with this team or at least shown up in road parks, and what is... what, if any, meaning is that to you?
Yeah, no, we've had an amazing, the year we've had, it seems like as the year went along, more and more Orioles fans were on the road with us. And that's, I know it makes our players and coaches, everybody feel so good about how many, how our fans can travel. You see them around town, you see them in the hotel lobby, but then the orange that's been in the ballparks on the road, it's been, it's been amazing that they're following us the way they are, giving us the energy on the road. We've played really well on the road this year, and so it's been fun to play in front of those Orioles fans that have traveled with us so well.
In an elimination game, how do you strike the balance between managing aggressively and not doing anything because it's gotten you this far?
Well, it's definitely a different type of game in that there's no tomorrow if we lose. And so there's I'm going to do everything I can to win the game, whether that's being more aggressive in certain situations or whatever it may be. And I'm hoping that Dean can give us a really good start. Hope we can jump out and score some runs early. We're facing a really tough starter in Eovaldi, and this is a really good club that we're facing. So hopefully we can get some runs early, swing the bats well, and Dean can give us a good start, but I will manage aggressively because there is no tomorrow.
Brandon, to go back to Gunnar for a second, what just from top to bottom in his game two offensively, what'd you make of that? And
what's that now?
Just his game two offensively, from that first inning where he's running into score, kind of providing you guys with some juice and emotion. Do you hope that as the leadoff guy, he'll give this team a little bit of energy even from the jump?
Yeah, he's been doing that all year. So, it's wherever he hits in the lineup, he brings a ton of energy. Love having him face, when we face a right-handed starter the last 3 or 4 months, he's been hitting the top of the order. Him and Rushman were hitting the 1-2. Majority of the time, Henderson was hitting leadoff the last month and a half or 2 months. Done an amazing job. You can run. It's for power. Takes really good at-bats. Rookie of the year. So he's a really exciting player, 22 years old. He's got a huge, huge future ahead of him. But he's given us a ton of energy at the top of the lineup since he's been there.
Brandon, does the all-hands-on-deck aspect of tonight include Kyle Bradish?
Possibly. We'll see.